Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We continue our coverage from the 2014 NFL Scouting Combine. We are at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. And joining the show now is the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, Ray Farmer. How you doing?
Vic, how are you, man?
All right. Good to see you again. I know you've been to this many times before. I know you know Indianapolis probably better than you know Cleveland, all the roads and all the restaurants and everything else. But tell me what this experience is like as a GM for the first time here.
It is definitely different. A lot more demands on my time than in the past. But nevertheless, I think the process remains the same.
Like you said, you've been here in numerous roles, whether it be a scout, whether it be a player and have you. There's no change or no challenges as you feel only having the job 2 weeks.
It's more, it's a management role versus being an on-the-field laborer. So in this respect, I think that it's trying to take in more information in a shorter period of time, but also understanding that this is not the finality piece of the process. This is just another step.
You talk about demands on your time. I heard a rumor that you had somewhere in the neighborhood of 270-odd text messages when you were named GM. That's never happened to you, I don't think, before.
That has not happened. That number went above 400 at one point because you couldn't respond quick enough. So I'm happy to say I'm under 70.
So if
you're in the last 60 and you're out there and you're listening, I'm getting to you. I will definitely get back to you.
Talk about your relationship with Mike Pettine. You've been on this job just a couple of weeks. He hasn't been the head coach of the Browns for very long. You haven't worked together for very long. So how are you getting there?
Time, like any relationship. The time of that we spend in having the conversations and talking about players and talking about circumstance is allowing us to build a relationship that we can forge and know that it is in lockstep and is fortified as we move forward.
It's a point right now where I think, you pretty much figure out, this is what we want to do with our team. This is the type of player we want to build the Browns. And we start with that, and then we forge the relationship.
I agree. I think that it's truly rooted in what do we need to do behind acquiring each player. There's attributes and characteristics that each position is going to display that we're going to need the guy to have those traits. And as we watch tape, as we identify players, as we work through that circumstance, I'll have my chance to say, hey, look, this is what I saw. He'll have his chance to say, this is what he saw. The coaches will have their day. The scouts will have their day. And inevitably, we'll make a decision that allows us to find the right players for this football team. Setting a new standard is going to be uncomfortable for a lot of reasons. And I think that Coach Pettine embraces that. I know I definitely do. So I think that change, the difference in kind of how he's going to approach it, the difference in how we feel the team should look, will be requisite in the players that we take and then how they perform on the field.
Just the fact that we know, I think right now, Blake Bortles is the only guy who has said he would throw here. How big of a difference is that he's doing that, number one? And number two, what can you ascertain from the quarterbacks who, like Johnny Manziel or Teddy Bridgewater, if he decides not to throw? Manziel said he isn't. What can you ascertain from guys who don't do that? What good information can you pull from that, even if they don't?
I do like the idea of a kid that says, you know what, I don't care who I'm throwing to.
Yeah.
I'm going to go here and take the bull by the horns, and I'm going to show you whether you ground up five guys off the media concourse or whether you want to go down to the field and find the best five athletes that are wide receivers of this draft. I'm going to demonstrate that I can do it and do it at a high level. There's positives to take either way. I do think that personally, the reason for the combine is for these guys to come and perform.
Yeah.
If they choose not to, I understand where they're coming from, but at the same time, you'd like for all of them to compete on an equal footing. The reality is that some guys opt not to do it. So we have to live with it, and we got to then make those adjustments as we move forward into the spring.
Ray, could talk with you much longer, but you do have those constraints on your time, a lot of people needing your time, but we thank you for taking the time to join us on the show.
I appreciate it, and while I'm on the radio,
yeah,
there's a guy by the name of Lionel Brookins. I keep saying this guy's name. I met him this morning at Panera Bread.
Okay.
He's a season ticket holder since 99. Those are the kind of support that we need. The guy's down in Indianapolis working, and again, I just wanted to say hello to him, and it was interesting to meet a Browns fan here in Indianapolis the week of the combine doing something different. And so I think we got to continue to support our fans. Our fans got to know that I'm respectful of the opportunities to engage them and talk to them in one-on-one situations. So if you do see me out, say hello.
That's fantastic. Thank you for delivering that message. He is Ray Farmer, the general manager of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are broadcasting from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. We're at Lucas Oil Stadium, and we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.